Welcome to another Wisdom Wednesday. I'm so excited you're tuning in for a few minutes of knowledge because this week I pulled a special clip from one of my guests that I go back to again and again. Get ready for a knowledge bomb because this one is so good. Enjoy. Get followers. Specifically, let's say if I wanted to get my first 1,000 TikTok followers, how do you do that? And is it difficult? Like, does it take a long time?
Yeah, great question. And I know this is a popular question for any social media platform. So your audience is familiar with Instagram. I know you've shared Instagram content on your podcast. TikTok is very similar to Instagram. So I'll just cover a few tips that I've seen work for me to get to 1,000 followers, which happened really quickly. I think it happened within 4 weeks, if I remember correctly. And the reason why you want 1,000 is because once you have 1,000 followers on TikTok, you can then unlock the feature to go live. So if anyone likes going live, you need 1,000 followers. So the very first thing I'd say is remember that you're making videos for your target market, not for the whole, you know, billion users of TikTok. So keep it focused, just like we do on Instagram. And as we talked about with the trends, yes, watch them, take note of them. But if you're going to make a trend video, make sure that you're remaking it to fit your target audience. So I'm experimenting with this same idea right now on my profile, and we'll see what happens over the next few weeks or months. So when it comes to when you're creating content, make sure it's for your niche. When you're writing a caption, I also recommend to use keywords that your target audience is searching. So similar to Instagram. And same with hashtags. You're going to use the hashtags that your target audience is following. So typically, they're going to be niche, they're going to be specific, and you're going to fit as many as you can into that little space of 150 characters.
Nice. I love very specific details like this. So this is good. Okay. So tell me this. How do you get your followers from TikTok to your email list? This is a big one for my listeners because we're all about the email list. So how does that work?
Same. I am with you. Email is everything, even being a social media person. So I think, and what I've seen with TikTok, because I'm actually starting to track who in my audience is messaging me and saying, hey, I found you on TikTok. So I'm also backtracking to see where they're finding me after TikTok. So what I recommend you need is what I call a TikTok traffic path. So TikTok wants people to stay on the app, right? Like most apps are like that.
Yeah.
There's a few ways that you can funnel people. So when someone's on your profile, your TikTok profile, one place you can take them to is the top of your funnel. So if you have a funnel in your business, or maybe you have a lead magnet, maybe you have a lead magnet where you're collecting emails. So as of us recording this, TikTok has recently allowed for us to put a clickable link in the bio, just like Instagram. Yay. So that could be your best lead magnet. And you can, you know, create a video and at the end of it, include a little call to action to grab your XYZ lead magnet in the bio, something like that. So that's one path from the TikTok profile to your lead magnet, which is the link in your bio. The second path is from your TikTok profile to your Instagram account. So TikTok allows you to connect to your Instagram, which that's where I'm seeing a lot of my TikTok followers find me. They're DMing me. And then once we have that conversation, well, you can send as many links as you want through a DM. So that's where they're taking the next step with me in my business. The third TikTok path is from your profile to your YouTube channel. So right now you can link directly in your profile to your Instagram or to your YouTube. Actually, both. I have both of them linked. So if you're more of a YouTuber, you can create TikTok videos and include a little call to action for people to find your full training on your YouTube channel. Then they can go to your YouTube channel And as you know, with a YouTube video, you can include so much information, you know, links to your blog or to your lead magnet. And that's how people are going to become a subscriber to your list. So those are the three best paths that I would say are working today.